Welcome to Right Spokane Perspective with your host, Tim.
And Shannon.
It's opinion, fact, information, and your alert system. Stay tuned and enjoy the show. And welcome to Right Spokane Perspective. I'm going to call it a working Wednesday episode because there's work that's required out there. There's work that's being done and workers that are needed to do that and workers that are doing that. And we're going to be talking to an association that talks about employers and contractors and workers. So we're going to bring Tatiana into the conversation in just a moment after some inspiration.
Our inspiration today is talking about being made for adventure. I recently made a wonderful discovery following a dirt path into a cluster of trees near my home. I found a hidden homemade playground, a ladder made of sticks that led up to a lookout, swings made from old cable spools hung from branches, and there was even a suspension bridge slung between two trees. Someone had turned some old wood and rope into a creative adventure. Swiss physician Paul Turnier believed that we were made for adventure because we're made in God's image. Just as God ventured forth to invent a universe, just as he took the risk of creating humans who would choose good or evil, and just as he called us to be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, we too have a drive to invent, take risks, and create new things as we fruitfully rule the earth. Such adventures may be large or small, but they're best when they benefit others. I bet the makers of that playground would get a kick out of people finding it and enjoying it. Whether it's inventing new music, exploring new forms of evangelism, or rekindling a marriage that's grown distant, adventures of all kinds keep our hearts beating. What new task or project is tugging at you right now? Perhaps God is leading you to a new adventure. Heavenly Father, send us on a new adventure made out of love just for you and for others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, life is an adventure.
And we're not going to talk about the bridges between trees.
Well, we can talk about bridges. I think that we're going to talk about bridge builders anyways, or future bridge builders. So I think that, you know, when we think about life as an adventure and, you know, being fruitful and multiplying, to do that effectively, we have to have infrastructure. We need houses, we need roads, we need bridges. And I hope that the suspension bridges that you come across in your life, maybe as a child, it's okay if it's just sticks and string. But if you're driving your car across it, you want it to be built by somebody that might be a member of the Associated Builders and Contractors. And we have a representative of ABC, Associated Builders and Contractors, in Tatiana in the studio with us today. Welcome.
Thank you.
So life's an adventure. How did you, Tatiana, start the adventure of life, and what brought you, you know, from that point to working at the Associated Builders Contractors?
So I've kind of jumped around. I was born and raised in California, super tiny town, 500 people, kind of grew up, had my first kid, met my honey, and we took off to Montana. Politics there are a little interesting, so we had to get out when we could. So we went to Montana. We were there for a few years, and he has a bunch of family here, so we made the jump over here to Washington. During that transition, I was currently working at the emergency department in Billings. And then COVID happened, that vaccine mandate happened, and I was not about it. So when we came to Washington, I could not find a job in the medical field without getting the vaccine. Looked around, and then I found, I actually started as a receptionist at ABC, and I've been there. I'm coming up on 2 years, and I've just kind of moved up throughout that. And now I do workforce development and education.
Very cool. Well, that's an adventure. You know, we're starting the show out, right? And life has become an adventure for a lot of folks because of government regulations and mandates and things. And that affects people in their life, career. Obviously, you had your example right there. It also affected the building industry, but I think the building industry far less than others. I think that in Washington state during COVID, they at least allowed construction projects that were already underway to continue during that time. But the insanity of the rules of government were pretty crazy back then, not just in Montana, but here in Washington too. So you made the jump, Associated Builders and Contractors. And so you're in workforce development?
Yeah. So I do workforce development and education. So kind of the whole point of workforce development is to connect with the kids, plant the seed, right? The construction trades, it is a great career path, along with trying to dive into reentry and different facilities just to kind of give people the chance to start over in a full career. And then the education piece ties in as we help them continue their education. So once they're in the trades, there's so many certifications. And then if you want to build up from, you know, just being a foreman to being a project manager, whatever that looks like, an owner even, we just want to provide those opportunities for them.
So your position and kind of your role in workforce development is funded through members and groups, large construction companies all the way down to small construction companies, from bridge builders, building builders, people that build development streets, right? And so we have an education system over the last couple of decades has been geared to teaching children, you got to go get a 4-year liberal arts degree or you're not going to succeed in life, right? You're never going to be anything if you don't go to college. Well, while some of those kids are in college getting in debt right now, hoping the federal government pays off their loans, the people that went and got into the trades are making good incomes, living wage jobs, sometimes 6-figure jobs being plumbers and electricians.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's our whole point is, our goal is to change the narrative, right? And success looks like you have to go to a 4-year college, but we believe success looks different for everyone. There are those kids that need to go to college, right? We need doctors, we need lawyers, we need those things. But those kids that are more hands-on and they're creative, the trades are amazing. They're great careers. And I heard it put this way, those within the trade, they build places for heroes to be heroes. So you can go to college and you can become a doctor, but if you don't have the men in the trades or the women in the trades building the hospitals, what are you going to do with it?
Well, everywhere from an engineer to electrician to a plumber, you go into a hospital or a doctor's office and there's these little things on the walls and they can plug in oxygen and all these things. It was the trades that put all that together for the infrastructure for you to get the healthcare needs, right?
Yep.
And when you drive across bridge, you don't want it to be like the Tacoma Narrows Bridge. You know, you want it to be kind of a sticks and strings kind of bridge. You want it to be a bridge that you can drive semis and commerce across and depend on for 50 years.
Well, and not only that, doctors and lawyers, they all still depend on plumbers to come fix their plumbing. They don't do it themselves. Some do, some don't. They don't build their house themselves. They hire somebody to come and do that. So providing hands-on education for young adults and getting them into a trade is completely beneficial.
Yeah, and it's just the awareness piece, right? There's this old stigma of it was kind of that dead-end, dirty job, and you couldn't be successful, and it was just for those kids that weren't smart enough for college. But it's definitely not that as soon as you learn about it. And even when we talk about the apprenticeship piece, these kids are getting trained and paid to get trained in this amazing career field. The amount of money that these people can make is insane just stepping into an apprenticeship.
It is. Well, and there's a lot of need out there. That's part of the issue that we had with education pushing everyone to a 4-year degree, was that once you get your 4-year degree and you think you're worth $700,000 a year to change the world of biometrics or something, or coding, whatever it is that people went to college for. And then they find out, oh, well, there's not enough jobs in the field that are coming out of it. So then they have to well, what do I do now? It's hard to step back and say, well, I'll start as a construction entrepreneur or as a tradesman in a field where it's totally different from what they spent several years of their life getting in debt to learn how to do. So these are opportunities for children to go out there and meet the trades. We're going to talk about some events. There's an event coming up. It's Construction Trades Night. It's Thursday, October 12th, tomorrow night, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. So if you're hearing this podcast or you're hearing this radio show, you've got to act pretty quickly because it's tomorrow night, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., Ferris High School, which is up on East 37th, and it's free for all ages, and basically pants and closed shoes are required. I looked at that and I'm thinking, I got to pause for a minute. I've had a lot of jobs where pants and closed-toed shoes are required. So that's like a job site. Be prepared to drop a hammer on your toe. Just don't drop the hammer, okay? But so there's going to be some fun things
there. There's a reason, though. Ask why. Why are pants and closed shoes required?
Well, because you don't want to hurt your toes. And, you know, if you brush up against some lumber that was just cut, you're going to get a sliver in your shin. So, you know, just got to dress for the job, right? They always say that, you know, if you're going to go for a job interview, dress for the job. If you want a job in the trades, you probably don't have to bring a hammer, but you might want to bring a tool belt, right? So that you look like you're prepared for the job. So this is going to be a fun night for kids. This is an introduction to the trades. Changing the narrative to construction is a great pathway to success. And again, that's tomorrow night, Ferris High School. Tell us a little bit about the event, and then we'll also talk about some of the other events you've done.
So the event, this will be our fifth trades night. What it is we have a bunch of our members and they set up spaces inside the school as well as outside. We bring a bunch of equipment in.
So these are employers ready to hire right out of high school.
So those that are currently hiring, there's a sign on their table that says now hiring. There's a clipboard on there. You can write your information if you're interested in that trade specifically, and they can follow up with you. And we also create a handout sheet that of all the companies that are now hiring with the contact information.
Wow.
So,
which even is though why this is for all ages.
Yeah. So even though it's great, right, we want to bring awareness, expose kids to the trades, give them a hands-on component.
So it's at Ferris High School. When you said all ages, Shannon, I'm thinking, so preschoolers can show up? No, I was thinking really all ages means just because you're not in high school. If you're 25 and you're like, yeah, I think I'll try the trades, you can show up.
Yep. And it's everybody. It's just, we find that it's best at a school, right? You get to connect with the kids. You build out into the district itself. We started at Meade. We did it at East Valley. And now we're up at Ferris so that we're in District 81. We're trying to reach all of them as much as we can. If you show up, I think we've had several different companies throughout the last few events that actually have hired people from Trades Night that now work within their companies. And it's just, a lot of the times it's they didn't know that about this trade. When people think construction, a lot of people just think about swinging a hammer. Mm-hmm. But when you really get into it, you have framing, you have drywall, you have painting, you have windows, HVAC, plumbing, electrical. Like, it is endless.
Well, and it's not just the installation, the guy that's delivering the windows. You got to get the construction materials to the site. You've got to have the people that allocate the materials that can look at the quality of the materials. That
I've always wanted to drive a dump truck.
Yeah, you got those too. I've driven a dump truck.
They're big.
They're bouncy to ride in, especially
a big yellow Tonka dump truck.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe we should be talking to the preschool kids because that's what they're interested. You know, that little game where you have the shapes in the thing on the tray and you use the hammer to pound them in. You turn it over and you pound them back in, and they like the dump trucks. And maybe we should be talking to the kids in preschool or and younger before they get in there. And they're liberal arts degree. You got to learn how to paint and do art. And the kids are like, "What?
That's not I want to drive the yellow dump truck. But, that's what they want."
But it's you got maybe not the liberal arts, but you do have the arts in the trades because there's decor. There's all sorts of things and possibilities in the trades for these children and adults to be engaged with. So again, Construction Trades Night, that's tomorrow, October 12th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Ferris High School for all ages. Remember, pants and closed-toed shoes. And I don't think you have to bring a pen. I think that those employers are going to be there ready to help you fill out that application if you want a job in the trades, because we surely need qualified young people in the trades. So when we look at the trades industry, is that the biggest struggle? Is that we're not other than your organization and what you're doing, we're not really reaching out to people telling them, look, it's not what the rumors are. Like, you don't always have to be the person getting your hands dirty, but sometimes people getting their hands dirty make a lot of money too.
Well, so yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a big issue, right? We have this generational gap of when trades were just this dirty job. But so those kids are all in college, or we all did college. And then you have the people that have been in trades forever, and now they're getting ready to retire. Well, we don't have the influx of enough people coming in to help kind of balance that out. So the raising awareness piece is just, they have to start learning about it now so that as we grow, as our communities grow and things need to be built, that we have somebody to do it.
That's right. Well, and there's somebody out there that's going to have an income that might not otherwise. And, nothing against drive-through fast food, but these jobs happen to pay a lot better. Many of them come with better benefits, and they don't come with the unneeded calories. So definitely look into this event. It's Construction Trades Night, Thursday, October 12th, 5 p.m. That's tomorrow, 5 p.m. Ferris High School for all ages. Folks out there, if you know somebody or you have a child or know somebody that has a child that's going to graduate high school, think about a gap year, you know, where they decide not to go to college or to go to college. They end up in grandma's basement for 3 years. Don't let that happen. Send them to trades night. Let them get a good start in life, in a good career. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Tatiana from Associated Builder Contractors. We want to thank God and you, the listeners, for the opportunity to continue the Right Spokane Perspective radio show and podcast programming. Listeners, it's because of your support we continue to bring you facts, commentary, and alerts on what's happening in local government, politics, and issues affecting us all. Please send your most generous support to Right Spokane Perspective, LLC, P.O. Box 7620, Spokane, WA 99207. Thanks again, and back to the show. And welcome back to Right Spokane Perspective on this Working Folks Wednesday episode. We're talking about people that build things or people that can get a career in building things using their hands, using their skills, using technologies that are new, learning new technologies. It's amazing if there's like reality shows that people watch now to learn about things that they could be in the trades instead of being unemployed watching reality shows. They could be learning the things on the job sites that they're watching happen, unfold in some of these reality shows. The amazing science and engineering on how we build things, stand-up concrete buildings, how it happens so fast, all the things that are out there in the building trades. We've got Tatiana from Associated Builders and Contractors here. She is having this event coming up, but she's done some other events with children and the youth and trying to get the message out to the community that the trades are hiring and they're good paying jobs. So welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So what else does Association Builders Contractors do? Because you guys also have members. So if there's listeners out there that wants to be a member and active in their community to promote the trades, you're there for that too, right?
Yeah, we are. So as far as ABC itself, our president, Sarah Cottom, she essentially built the program. It wasn't really... We didn't really have one here at our chapter. And so she has spent a lot of time actually going into the schools. She does presentations with the kids, gives them this, we call it the skyscraper project, and they have to buy pieces and somebody's going to lead the job and they got to bid and do this whole thing. And then you shake the table. It's an earthquake test so that they work as a team. They have to see what it costs and it's really fun. But so she got into the schools. But through that, she built relationships within the community. So we participate with CCD, so Construction Career Days. They typically do it at the fairgrounds. It's a two-day event. They bus in kids. Same thing, hands-on component. Out in Idaho, we go to H4. Same thing, they bus in kids, hands-on components outside. They get to run the equipment inside. They're just learning about. And it's not just construction. There's a lot of other trades that are represented there as well. We just attended the Unlock Your Future event over at the Hub Sports Center.
That's right. We actually did an interview with
Phil Chapman.
That's right. We did an interview with Phil Chapman, the director of the Hub. And I was like, this is great. We need more of these kinds of events. So you guys were there promoting the trades. And like you said, it's not just the guy that's in the ditch with the shovel that's digging the hole. Some people don't have that physical ability. I mean, this is not something that's just men, by the way, that have these jobs. I actually have a Class A CDL. So I see women, I see elderly, I see young that are operating equipment. And people are like, oh, you're just a truck driver. Wait a minute, there's truck, they do all sorts of things. They load heavy equipment.
We've got the North-South Freeway construction right by our house, and I've seen women dump truck drivers.
That's right. And they're equipment operators. You've got people that operate forklifts and man lifts, and there's just so many things that go into basically creating the infrastructure for civilization. And whether it's houses, buildings, commercial buildings, the roads, the bridges, that entails a lot of jobs.
Yeah. There's so many.
Well, where does concrete come from, right? So you just think, oh, it's just from a sand pit. Oh, no, there's more allocation of materials than that. And concrete's not just one thing. There's a variation and a science to it.
Yeah, there definitely is. And it's, you know, I've even learned so much. We have a company, Champion Concrete and Pumping and Conveying. They pump it into different things like building the bridges and stuff. But they actually have to buy the materials from a different person. I believe they've used Inland Asphalt. So they buy the product from them. So then they can then pour it. So it's just this, there's so many pieces to it that people don't realize.
And they have amazing machines. Well, that's the other thing too. It's not just the machine operators. Guess what they also need? People to make sure the equipment runs. How does the equipment work? Those, the Champion company, those, when they're like building a structure or building or working on bridges, people, you might be driving by the freeway and you, the new construction project, and you see this big, huge, long hose that goes up like 300 feet, it looks like, and then comes back down to its location. The amount of pressure to pump concrete and the kind of pumps, the power of those trucks is incredible.
Well, and just the hand-eye coordination that they have to use to control it, they actually come to trades night and they bring it, and they typically have the kids pick up a ball, or the attendees, sorry, they're not all kids, but pick up a ball and they move it. And they
well, they're all kids
thing.
To me. If they're younger than 40, they're kids.
But yeah, so they get to, you know, help run this piece of equipment that you see that's got this huge hose to do different things. And so it's that, right? It's the hands-on, the exposure of, they didn't even know that existed.
That's right. Well, you got the guy that operates the equipment. You got the guy that's on the other end that's doing the concrete finishing. And then when the, you know, concrete pouring season slows down in the winter, you got the guys that have to change the engine or change the pumps and the seals. And so there's all sorts of stuff in the trades, not just operating the equipment, but maintaining the equipment. And maybe you become the person that allocates and purchases equipment for companies.
Yep. I mean, we have members that are just rental companies, right? But all of them help.
Can I guess?
Go for it.
One of them? Yeah. Is Star Rental one of them?
They are. Yep.
I kind of knew that because construction, I've been in construction before, and in this region, if you have specialty equipment you need, Star Rental is one of the go-to places.
Yeah, they're great. They actually really help us out with our safety trainings. We have to, you know, book out equipment, and they're super helpful and kind of, I believe the last one, they were super kind and they didn't even charge us for the equipment because they knew what we were doing for this training. And so they're super great to work with. But we have a few others. Well, we have Sunbelt, United Rentals, Equipment Share. So there's a lot of them. But the amount of equipment that these people need, and there's so many specifics to, like, if they're doing this job, they got to have this one. Well, if they're doing this, they got to have this different one. That's, to me, it looks almost the same, but you learn that there's a lot of different.
Yeah, well, your concrete finisher, if you try to go across it too fast, you're going to burn, and it's weird, but you can burn the surface of the concrete and you don't get the smooth concrete finish you need. You know, sometimes you don't need it. You know, there's all sorts of things. Concrete vibrators are so important. You know, it's the smooth surface, so it's not like all rocky and grainy on the top. That's because they vibrate the concrete. And if you're a company that gets a contract, these rental companies are really key, because if you're a company that does contracts, there might be small pieces of the job. It's not worth owning the piece of equipment. So they make it more affordable to people needing to build things. So they just rent the piece of equipment, take it back, and then they can maintain it or rent it to another company that just needs it for a couple hours of a large project.
Yeah. And they work with you, right? We rent it for a couple of days. They have week things. So it depends on what they need.
Yeah. And there's a lot of need out there for equipment, because we live in a world where we're not digging ditches by hand a whole lot anymore. We use backhoes and mini excavators, and those take operators, those take rental equipment companies, but all of them take employees.
Yep.
All of them need staff members to work towards the end goal of producing a higher quality building product and a higher quality lifestyle for a modern life.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm just, that's the whole point of Trades Night, right? Just raise awareness, let them see what's out there. I know historically the welding section is their favorite piece. They think it's so much fun just to watch all these sparks. And I think the first or second Trades Night, they actually helped the kids build a cell phone holder. And so just trying different things, learning that there are different pathways out there. I wish I would have learned a lot sooner, right? I grew up in, like I shared, a really little town, not a lot of exposure, made the choice to go to college for my culinary degree, did it for 10 years, $40,000 over, you know, in debt with school and paying that off, and I don't even use it now.
Now you're in the trades. So folks out there, again, we got this Constructions Trades Night coming up tomorrow night, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Ferris High School. That's 3020 East 37th. It's for all ages. I'm not sure it's for the preschoolers, but, you know, if you got a preschooler interested in building and they're dreaming, take them along with that teenager that wants to take a year off after high school and look at all the things that you can do. And you want to wear pants, closed-toed shoes are required so that you can be engaged in some of these activities. And if you're interested in any of the members looking into some of the stuff that we've been talking about with equipment and equipment rentals and operators, you can go find a list of the members of Associated Building Contractors at www.abcipc.org. Again, go to their website, abcipc.org, and see what they have to offer, because I'm sure that they'd be willing to talk to you or maybe put you in touch with one of their members if there's a specific trade that you know someone would like to be involved with.
Yep, we'd be happy to.
So what else has ABC got going on other than the busy construction season winding down?
Well, so ABC, our association, it kind of covers a lot of avenues. We do workforce development, right, the education, but then we help with business development, government affairs, so we advocate for our members.
Well, that's right. There's a side of the ABC is that the membership also wants your organization to represent the needs of their clients and their construction companies to talk to the legislature so that they have reasonable policies and codes so that their employees are not damaged, so that their companies can safely and effectively employ and build in our area.
Well, yeah, and a big piece of it, too, is how do we balance that government overreach so that people can run their companies the way that they see fit, like the way that they want to run their companies, obviously with maintaining safety and other regulations that are necessary, but without that overreach of control so that they can still do their dream, do what they started doing, and have that freedom to do it.
Well, and you have to be able to function. That is one thing, is that obviously, your membership realizes government's impact on building. I know that with the cost of a house, 30% now of the cost of a house is governmental costs, whether it's the utility hookups or regulations and fees and permitting and all that, is that if it becomes too much of a burden, well, there is nothing to build because no one can afford it because the paperwork is too expensive, right? So we want that to be, we don't want to not be able to pave a road or to do a construction project just because of bad government policy. And we got to have a representative government, and who better to tell the legislature on what's best for building than the builders?
Yep. And that's exactly why we just had our, we call it our fall event, but we bring local legislators together. We do it, we call it a roundtable session. But it's bringing them in and connecting them with our members so that we can ask them questions on what their views are. Do they really understand what this does and how it affects the business? And just open that conversation and build that connection. Because if we don't, they don't know what they don't know.
That's right. Well, and so you guys bring all these elected officials together, as well as candidates that are running for public office, so that they understand that your employees need a job, your members need contracts, and we've got to have a not just an economy, but a construction economy that moves forward if we're going to have infrastructure that's up to date. So in the last minute or so, what should the listeners do other than go to abcipc.org to find out more?
Honestly, if you call me, if you are looking for a job, if you have questions, if you're interested in the trades at all, you need help fixing your resume or connecting you with somebody that you're, you know, you want to reach out to about possibly working for, call me. I am happy to help you.
And should they just find your number at abcipc.org?
You can, or you can, I mean, shoot, you can call my cell phone. I'll give it to you right now.
Okay.
All right. It's 406-561-6825.
406-561-6825.
6825.
6825. All right. So there's the number to call, and the website is abcipc.org. Again, Construction Trades Night. That's tomorrow night, 5 p.m., 8 p.m., Ferris High School. If you want to get those kids off the couch, and once they leave the classroom, you want them to find a career, and college isn't quite right for them, send them to abcipc.org. Thanks for coming in, Tatiana.
Thank you guys for having me.
Right, that being said, we'll be with you folks again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Right Spokane Perspective. We are sponsored by Right Spokane Perspective LLC and made possible by advertisers you hear and contributions from listeners like you.